Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Now, the last broadcast we were talking about abilities, and I still have some thoughts on that. I believe the Lord wants me to do a part two. So, we have greater abilities that we learn about as we follow God. And one thing I've learned to do is don't hold so tight to what is to tradition. Give God room to be God. If you limit Him, if you limit God and you don't explore the greater things of God, you'll live the best of your ability at this point in time, or however much you grow. That'll be your influence, your conversation, your advice. But if you're ever increasing, so will your conversation, so will your advice, the way you live, your suggestions. And the more we learn about the Lord, the greater we are, the greater things we do in life. And He's not limited like we are. So when you look to Him and you are continually increasing, then the people that witness your life, and see, every day you have an audience of people who see you and they know you personally. And they see you problem solve. They see you overcome things. They see you endure things. And when you're being fully supplied by the Lord and you're using His wisdom in your life, you're learning how to win in their sight. And if God is big in your eyes, then your life suggests to them that God is good. And He will help them win. Especially your children. And young children need you. And children need you to be in their life. An active part of their life. Satan has used so many limitations. He uses limitations, ignorance, and lack of knowledge as a weapon against us all. When a family is torn apart, then a lot of structure that's necessary for life, the child, how will they get it? You know, the wife, they leave their husband and then they have boyfriends. You know, what kind of structure will that child have? And same thing with men that leave their family. And you know, it's harder. And see, it costs everybody. It don't just cost that family. Whatever that family would have been contributing would be lacking. That's why it's so important to contend for the faith and learn and grow and go forward. Now, you know, all things being equal, the family will go forward and their life will be a blessing and an honor to God. But anybody who loves the world somewhere, some people, you know, people don't always get divorces. This is just a rabbit trail. Because of lust. Sometimes it's because of their fear or their depression. These things cause divorce too. And remember, fear has no foundation. Fear would drive you nuts. It has torment. You can't be yourself. You're trying desperately not to relive something that's aggravating, and you fear it. Now, when the Lord said, don't fear falling in the last broadcast, I looked at everything that was tempting me differently. Now, when I was in fear, I saw myself as the prey. When He said, don't fear falling, I saw myself as the predator. You know, now I'm the lion in the woods. I'm not the little lamb out there without defenseless lamb anymore. And these things had no power over me anymore. Through fear, they had power over me. And that was the problem. That's why, you know, fear attaches Satan to your life. And it has no foundation, but it's a belief system. And fear, as it aggravates you, it drives you to make decisions that cause the fear to be real or come to life or come to your life. And you'll see yourself, it'll look big and huge, and there's really nothing to it. And God will look small, and there's everything to him. So when you know, God is all powerful. So when you see it, when the word of God shows you the truth, God is. And whatever you need, God is. He gives you power. And this works for everything. I use my misery, which was temptation, to learn these. That, you know, that's how I learned it, on that road. But let's say you're a businessman and you have a thriving business, and everything has its own challenges. And you don't always know how to meet every challenge, but God does. Now you're connected to him and his wisdom and his knowledge. And by the Holy Spirit, you can do all things through Christ. He will guide you into all truth. And you can learn all things. And you can go forward. So you can be fully supplied in every way by the knowledge and wisdom of God. And you're not a surrendering lamb anymore. And you are the equipped one. You are the one that God will use mightily. And you don't have to be afraid of lies anymore. So as you go forward in life, you go forward as the victor, not the one who's a victim. You're the victor now. Your eyes are in your head, and you see the lies of Satan for what they are. And all of his great works is nothing but smoke in the wind. And you see it that way. You see Satan is under your foot, and you laugh at his best efforts against you. And the things that once trouble you, you can sincerely laugh at it. And what happens to your body? It's not tempted. You bridle it. It doesn't care. And your emotions, they're under your control. And if you do feel vulnerable, weak, or whatever, you just go get more power. and it's still under control. You got the peace. You got the joy. You got the victory from the word. And anytime you feel empty, you just refuel. Put more wine. Put more new wine in that new heart of yours, that new wineskin. And enjoy the day. And the flesh will cooperate, and it won't buck the system. I do something else now. I use confessions. And one of my favorite confessions of the day, Thurston, I will do all that's in God's heart for me. I will do his will. So that when he tell me something that's unusual, which most of the time he do, and impossible for me to do as a person of my own strength, I can be fully supplied by the Lord and do it anyway. Now, the person with the business problems, he's thriving in business. And he's challenged. And the Lord will give him wisdom and he'll do it. He can be fully supplied by the knowledge and wisdom of God and make the day. And put the company forward, and they'll go forward, and they'll become stronger. And less vulnerable, they'll be stronger without measure. And it works. And they'll enjoy the day. And the people that follow them, you know, even the blessings of God don't stop with you. You solve your problems in the sight of others. And they're learning vision. They're learning that they can do the same thing. Your children, you know, I've seen my children go down and get prayer for healing and get healed. And it's, to them, it's normal. If my, when I was their age, I would have struggled to go down and get healed or get prayer. But they, to them, it's, you know, they just do it. If they, they don't feel, they pray. You know, they were around it. That's what they do. Now, all the ways of God, they are life. God has given us His life. If we people learn to limit God, and they limit Him by default. Limitations are everywhere. That's what people are used to, but that is not supposed to be. The abilities that God has given us are available. And everything that He's doing in our lives, He's doing these things to help us grow. He's helping us. The Holy Spirit is guiding us into all truth. We receive more of God's word. We do it. It works. Then when we have something we don't know, we never experience, if you can trust God, and you trust Him because of what He did in the past. So if you're not used to following God, trust Him because of what He's already done in your life. And that's how it works. God is a person. And everybody you know that you trust them because they were good in the past. They kept their word. They did what they said they would do. They gave you the raise. You trust them to do what they've done. They paid you back. You trust them because they paid you back. Well, God is good. He tell you to do something that's weird and unusual, and you do it and it works. Now He's telling you something, do something that's bigger, that's more weird and more unusual, and you do it and it works. So next time He say to do something even greater, you say, let's go. That's why I use confessions. Confessions prepare you. They fortify your heart to do better. But complaining reverses the goodness of God in your eyes. Complaining gives power to your enemy. Complaining gives power to your problem in your eyes. And it diminishes God who loves you in your eyes. That's what complaining does. Worry works against the strength that you already have. And complaining enforces it. So, if things are really bad, don't talk. Speak life. Or at least be quiet in faith. And look at God's word. Refill your heart. And you will find what the old preacher's talking about. You'll see for yourself in real time that you have greater abilities. And your flesh can be just like a tame horse instead of a bucking bronco. Paul's flesh in Romans chapter 7 was a bucking bronco. And so was his unrenewed mind. But not in chapter 8. It's up to you to study these things and know them for yourself. But God has peace and life for you. Now I'm out of time again. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.